We're going to another ballot initiative question that we heard about. Here it is. Shall the voters for the city and county of Denver adopt an initiated ordinance to require the city to help ensure public safety by increasing peacefulness? This is language from a ballot initiative that Denver residents are going to vote on in November, and it seeks to lessen levels of stress in the city. It's the work of Jeff Peckman. He's a mediation proponent. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Mr. Peckman about his idea to chill out the Mile High City.
This might be a hard sell to the rest of the nation because a lot of people think of Denver as a very beautiful city. What's stressful about living there?
Well, stress builds up in any community, and that's a new theory that's being put to the voters, because in demonstrations where society-wide stress was reduced, there was an across-the-board reduction in murders. In fact, all violent crime, as well as hospital admissions, divorces.
What have been some of the ideas that people have put forth or that you've heard to reduce stress in Denver?
Well, we've offered some examples, actually, at the recommendation of the Election Commission, to just throw out a few ideas so people would grasp the intent of this ordinance. Improving the quality of food in schools has been shown to reduce violent and aggressive behavior. If you did that citywide, you would expect to see that translate into improved harmony and peacefulness and just lower crime statistics citywide. Certain kinds of music can be played even when no one's around to hear it. Maybe jazz or Indian music or Peruvian music. You know, these kinds of things can have a very soothing influence, and it's not even a matter of personal taste. If it's played when no one's around, it can still have that settling influence on the environment and reduce that tension in the air. And so those are two things. Also, large group meditations, trained meditation experts practicing specific technologies of consciousness or meditative techniques have been shown to create this influence very immediately.
And so where would this occur? I mean, would there be parks at lunchtime, corporations in the Japanese way where everybody gets together and meditates, schools? How would that be done?
Again, it just depends on which of these modalities are implemented by the city. They could contract with a third party, or they could use in-house personnel and get the job done. So this reduction of society-wide stress would thereby be a service that the city would provide for its own benefit of increasing public safety and producing this net financial gain.
Finally, Jeff, if this initiative passes in November, won't you be stressed when your taxes go up and the anti-stress people start to harangue you, or the anti-anti-stress people, the people who thought this was a bad idea? How do you deal with stress in your life now?
Well, first of all, the very intent of this ordinance is to utilize proven cost-effective solutions that can improve public safety at a net cost savings, net cost benefit to the city. So taxes won't go up. If anything, they'll go down through this financial gain for the city. And secondly, in my own life, I try to eat wholesome organic food, get good exercise, a little, you know, some yoga postures, meditation. I practice transcendental meditation, and I have for many years, and that's been very effective. But it's not up to me to choose which of these programs are implemented. That's just based on the scientific research and applying the requirements of the ordinance. The city makes that decision.
Jeff Peckman is the author of the Safety Through Peace Initiative, which Denver voters will find on their ballots this November. Jeff, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Denver activist Jeff Peckman talking with Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.